This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, do you think Bill Belichick is going back to college with his girlfriend?
No. He's
Rodney Dangerfield.
It's just been announced that he is joining the Inside the NFL program.
Ah, gotcha.
On the CW with Ryan Clark, Chad Johnson, and Chris Long.
The CW still works?
I don't know what that is.
I know where it is. I don't think anybody's at that building anymore.
It's like where the fan... Bill Belichick's not going to the CW building here in the Metroplex.
Wasn't the fan there for like 6 months or something?
Across the street. Yeah. It was across the, like literally across the street. But I think the tower's still there. But he says, and I quote, "I'm thrilled to join my new team at NFL Films and to work on such a historic television franchise.
We're on.
I've always appreciated Inside the NFL's depth of analysis, mm-hmm. and I hope to bring the same detailed insight to the CW. By talking real football with pros, Ryan, Chris, Chad, this upcoming season."
Okay, he does sound pumped. Yes, Channel 33, but I'm not
I think it's different,
okay,
though.
Okay, but I'm not saying that they're going to be at that studio. That's just like one of the affiliates.
Is Chase Williams still there?
He moved a long time ago, right?
Andy Scholes was the dude at CNN that brought me on.
Do you know, I saw Chase Williams one time at the airport. He had just gotten married.
Uh-huh.
I think he got divorced.
Oh, I think they're all right.
They're still married?
I don't know.
It was a while
ago. Why would you just go on air with that speculation?
I don't know. I think, maybe they're happily married. I just remember I was going on a trip with my wife, and then I saw Chase Williams there. He's like, "Oh, I just got married." It's like, "Oh, man, congratulations. You're still a good-looking guy."
I mean, I see him in a picture of a kid, and
really?
A picture on, like,
congratulations.
There's woman's legs here.
Hey, you know what? You can have a kid and not be with that
person. I'm saying there's woman's legs in another picture, too, okay. So I feel like, doesn't that feel...
But that kid has a horrible name afterwards. Bastard, right?
Oh my God, dude.
Isn't that what they call
it? And that is not how a bastard works. It's if you have the kid out of wedlock before you're married. If you have the kid while you're married and then get divorced, you don't become a bastard. Guys, we're going to talk about the Cowboys here. I know we came back right on time. Things were going great, and then we took a detour.
Things are still going great.
Okay. What is your biggest regret of the Dallas Cowboys offseason?
Well, now it's not getting Bill Belichick, so he has to go work at the CW.
Okay, fair. Not with the Dancing Frogs and the Animaniacs. No, I do not believe they're going to cross paths.
He's going to be on an Arrow or Smallville.
Didn't people say that frog was problematic?
What?
Man, I'm pretty sure there was people that were like, we need to get rid of that frog.
Ayo from The Bear, she says her dad is the Dancing Frog, that he does the voice.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true or not. That could have been a joke.
Interesting.
Anyway.
So 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel text line. Let us know what your biggest regret is of the Cowboys offseason.
I guess I'll start. It's the draft. In the second or third round, they should have taken a running back.
Yes. I see my variation of that, but it's the exact same thought. Is one of the things I came up with is not taking the running back issue seriously. Because earlier we talked about the offensive line, and look, man, the offensive line might be able to be incredible, but do you think it will reflect poorly on them if you have the worst running back room in all of football?
Deuce Vaughn dressed a couple times last year.
He did.
Do y'all believe that that was just a pick for show and that he can't apply anything to the NFL now?
See, I don't necessarily think it was just a pick for show, but But sometimes, but a lot of times, you just make picks that late in the draft, and you're like, "Well, we gave it a shot, but it's not working."
We'll see if it works out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they did it as a bit and at all.
You're done now on Rico Dowdle as a can he stay healthy option?
Yeah, and I just don't. You don't view him as a lead back,
like a game changer.
Yeah, nope. I literally think we have no lead running back, and I understand that people are going to make the argument is it's more of a combo running back league in a lot of places anyway. Fair enough, but I feel like usually
there's a guy that's really good.
Yes, and
he's a game breaker.
You just don't have that with this running back room right now. So I'm with Mike. I really wish, even if I realize best player available, even if maybe it was a bit of a reach, I would not have minded like a second or third round running back.
Yeah, no, they have a collection of guys, and I don't know if they're just going, well, we're hoping that Zeke's going to be great again, you know, or if they're going, man, and maybe the Zeke thing was part of them trying to negotiate with Dak. Look, hey, stick around, we'll bring your best friend back. You know, I have no clue where all that falls together, because I agree with you. I don't think he is the Zeke we used to know by any means.
No.
And when your offensive line isn't, you know, one of the top three offensive line either.
Last time we knew him, he was a center.
Yeah. That is true. That
we're
is
never
true.
Gonna, we're
I think
never
it's called snap, drop, and roll. Right?
Snap, drop it. He did get dropped.
It did. The play didn't go well.
It did nothing. Nothing went well.
And if you have no idea, just for the record,
looked like he was on fire, right?
If you have no stop, drop, and roll. If you have no idea what Mike is referencing, just go look up Ezekiel Elliott as the center and just watch the spectacular failure that play was.
Okay.
I mean, I know you know what it is.
When I saw this question today, Kevin, my first initial reaction was that they didn't get somebody to replace DeMarcus Lawrence. And I say that because I desperately feel like this defensive group needs more. And I think DeMarcus Lawrence is really good. Listen, there's nothing. I'm not saying that he's garbage. I'm not saying that he's a cone out there by any means. He does a very good job of what is asked of him to be done. However, you're about to run out of time with him, and you need to have the real replacement for his future. Now, maybe they're looking at the draft and they're thinking to themselves, no, we do have some potential replacements for him when it comes to like Sam Williams or some of these other guys. I know that they like Marshawn Nealon. I know they like Fehoko. But I just feel like when you look at the talent on your defensive side of the ball right now, you're thinking to yourself, it's not enough. And I feel like they should have said, you know what, we got to continue to add arms to this race. And I didn't feel like they did. So that was the first thought. But then, Kevin, that's when I looked at the Cowboys whole roster.
Yeah.
And at the end of this season,
there's a reckoning coming on this cap.
This will be the busiest. The next year will be the busiest Cowboys offseason we've seen in decades. Because the Cowboys will potentially lose a ginormous piece of their core. Now, that's if you believe that they're willing to walk away from some things, which I'm willing to believe that. I know some of you guys are not. I feel like they're in a situation where they're like, look, we might have to revamp this whole thing. But looking at it right now, they have some big-time problems to contend with in this offseason. So starting with that, trying to replace and replenish your defensive line, maybe even getting bigger and stronger in the middle. I would have liked to have seen that too, but they didn't. And that's what we gotta hope and pray that they can figure something out. Maybe Mike Zimmer's got the scheme to draw it up.
Now, when we were talking about running back, somebody brought this up from the 469. Their biggest regret is not, I don't know, at least making the phone call or whatever to Derrick Henry. Like, maybe you just would have looked at it and been like, that doesn't work financially for us. But one of the things that came up is Derrick Henry's like, yeah, kind of thought that made sense. But
Nobody ever called me.
But I didn't hear from them. I'm not saying you had to do that move, but at least it feels like because we're like talent acquisition 24/7, 365, that you would have called Derrick Henry just to be like, hey, what's up? Is there any chance you play for $3 million? No? Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like even something as simple as that, I would think would have been fine with.
Just being proactive enough to make those calls. The Cowboys' philosophy is people come to us, though. And then we get a better deal because people come to us because they want to wear a star.
Look, man.
That's lost its luster, man.
I know. I want to preface this by saying I went to Texas A&M when I use this example, because I know sometimes it makes people upset. This is the trap that Notre Dame fell into for the longest time. This is the trap that the University of Texas fell into for the longest time, is you got to a point where that wasn't the case anymore. Like, sure, there was a time when you're like, I'll do anything I can to get to that school no matter what. And Notre Dame sat on that, and Texas sat on that. And now the Cowboys sit on that as if it's still, I don't know, the mid to late 90s, maybe even the early 2000s. It doesn't work like that anymore.
Yeah, if there's one thing we learned from the Mavericks, Kevin, it's that you don't sit on that. You stand on business.
I like that. I like that. Now, as you could probably guess, a lot of people are in the same vein. My biggest offseason regret from the 229 is that I'm actually paying some attention to what is going on with the team. This after I swore I would give up on them. From the 469, my biggest regret is just being a Cowboys fan in general. But unfortunately, that is not going to change. And from the 469, this is probably the number one answer thus far. Biggest regret, believing that we were actually going all in. And like, that has become the joke phrase, right? Like, I mean, I know people have jokes about the Cowboys anyway, but that has become the biggest joke phrase since Jerry said that.
Well,
right?
Okay. So yes, people like to crack on that a lot.
I'm one of those people.
And I do too. I say it all the time. And you're like, Corey, stop.
Not me.
Yeah, no,
Mike's
Mike,
very serious when
very
he mentions all in. But here's maybe the all in philosophy. Again, I go back to maybe all in is not saying I'm all in. I'm buying everything, because clearly, Kevin, this offseason, they did not.
No,
they did not go all in with their money and say we're buying everything. But just like I just mentioned, that roster at the end of this year, if nobody has signed contracts, what happens when you do go all in? Well, either you win or you're out of chips.
Yes. Let's talk about that, Corey, because you bring up a very astute point. And this was my primary thing. I definitely agree about the running back, but not re-signing Dak Prescott. Here's the deal. And I know this is a very he is a very divisive figure for Cowboys fans, much like Romo was before him. And I'm sure the next quarterback will be and everything like that. Dak is a good quarterback. All right, I'm just going to leave it there, and hopefully that we can all kind of come to an agreement on that. But the more important part about it is that I don't think there's any chance in hell the Cowboys are going to let him walk. Now, I know Bobby would bring up the fact that if it gets to the end of the season, Dak might choose to walk, and that's fair enough, and that's a different point. But he wouldn't have walked if you would have, like, you know, played ball with him now and just given him what he wants, because that's how we seem to negotiate anyway. But if Dak Prescott walks, you don't magically fix anything. Because I know people are like, oh, we can get a new quarterback. That's fine. But he still counts $40 million against your cap in 2025. $40 million if he's not here.
Don't worry, Kevin. If you look at that roster, like, all of the players are going to be gone.
Yes. And that's a great point. Because guess what? If Zach Martin does retire, he counts a crap ton of money against your cap too, into the eight figures. So with Dak and Zach Martin, that could have been much worse. With Zach Martin and Dak Prescott, you're out in the $50 million range for 2025 for two players that theoretically might not even be here. And I would be okay with that if the Cowboys were like, our hand has been forced. We did this for too long. We got to tear it all down.
But because they're like, no, everything's fine. We got all these plans to re-sign these guys.
And that's what I'm afraid of, is they're going to, even if they did let Dak walk, they're going to be like, hey, Joe Flacco's won a Super Bowl. And that's the person who comes to mind. And they're like, we got Joe Flacco. We just re-upped with Trey Lance. Don't forget, he was a top pick in the draft. And we've got a top pick in the draft and somebody who won the Super Bowl. Who can stop us? And
the next Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, yes. And you'll be like, what the hell are we doing? If you told me they were doing this because they're really going to let Dak walk if it doesn't work out and tear it all down and try to rebuild, I would be like, good, do that. Give it another shot. Like, give it another shot. Let's see what we can do with these guys. And if it doesn't work, we have to totally reboot. I do not believe for one second they're going to do that.
So it's not feeling more and more like that right now? Like, not, the closer you get to the fact that none of those guys are signed and they're getting further and there's nothing new on the horizon. There's nothing that makes you feel that they have this kind of plan in action.
No, it really isn't, because like, take a look at
the other route is easier.
And, exactly. Yeah. The other route's way easier. And this is what is actually going to happen. All right. CeeDee Lamb, I firmly believe that they'll give him the contract extension once he's missing from training camp for just a little bit. And if he wants to hold out, then they'll be like, hey, don't forget, we can still franchise tag you and everything like that. Micah Parsons is still under contract for 2 more years. I know you would like to get that done so you can spread out the money. And then Dak Prescott is under contract for the rest of this year. But I just think they're going to be like, well, it sucks. We love Dak, but, you know, we didn't win, so now we got this other plan. And it's just going to be a plan to tread water. You need to be able to sink if you're ever going to come back up again.
So that's, I know I am the most optimistic one to the point where people call me a homer for it. And I appreciate that.
15-2.
Mike is the most optimistic one.
Only lose the last two because you've secured everything you need.
I have not had a very positive offseason at all, Kevin. I have not been positive about this team at all. The one sign of hope that I'm kind of fingers crossed, there are two things I'm fingers crossed for. One is that Dak has the greatest season we've ever seen and does his thing. The other one is that they actually go through with the plan, as you described it, that they need to go through with in order to kind of reset their whole thing. And it's going to take it would take a pretty bad year next year. It would also probably take a pretty bad year this year.
Yeah.
Or a collapse at the end of the season, or a big time loss in a certain way. But that is part of the hope, that like, maybe they've learned all these things and they're ready to flip a switch on that. But nothing in their past has ever told you that that's the way that they're going to go. So that's where the false delusion comes from, when people are like, you guys are crazy.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Here's the other part. For everybody who's like, you need to let Dak go, that's the thing. Pick one or the other. I'm okay if you pick the other one too, but that should have happened the second you lost to the Packers. The second you lost to the Packers, you're like, we're done with him. We need to find a way to move him. And I know people are going to be like, Dak has a no trade clause. Well, I bet if you traded him somewhere where they were like, we will give you Kansas all of City. The money. Yeah. And well, I don't
they
know.
Win.
Kansas City probably wouldn't be in the market for a variety of reasons.
Cincinnati.
But you probably not them either. I have a feeling, though, you could find plenty of places that would want him and would be willing to give him all the money that he would waive his no trade clause for. And then you can move on and be like, we got some assets. We took the hit now. And now we know we have to move in another direction. Now, whether that means you throw Trey Lance out there to see if he's got anything, or you would have drafted a quarterback, I have no idea how it would have played out from there. But the Cowboys didn't make a decision. They sat on their ass and decided, let's just see what happens. Well, how great has that worked out?
Gotta
for
wait
you?
For the leaves to fall, Kevin.
Yeah, well, guess what? Almost every wide receiver leaf has fallen. What are we waiting for? The tree to burn down?
Well, I mean, whenever the weather happens, Kevin, trees fall over. So maybe we're just waiting for...
Don't know if that I've is seen accurate happen. Or not. Yeah. Oh, like with a hurricane?
I've seen these trees fall over out of nowhere.
Okay, well, maybe they're expecting a hurricane to hit the salary cap and everyone is cheap again. It's not going to happen.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.